非是我完全。耶稣，哦耶稣，耶稣，哦耶稣，耶稣，哦耶稣，你同在是我
亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们仍然要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天所播放的题目是要被圣灵充满，要被圣灵充满，这是神给我们的一个命令。保罗在以弗所书那里第五章说到，现今的时代险恶，不要做一个糊涂人，乃是要被圣灵充满，不要醉酒，要常被圣灵充满。这几年来，弟兄在中国各地服事的时候，看到许许多多的弟兄姊妹都领受了圣灵，被圣灵充满。当下领受圣灵，被圣灵充满，一个明显的现象就是当场说出方言，说出那听不懂的那多国的语言来。哈利路亚，这是圣灵所给所赐给他们的一个这样说方言的恩赐，显明了在里面所充满的在外面就彰显出来。让我们一起来分享这篇信息。
成为一个圣洁的居所，让你圣灵得以居住。主，我渴望更认识你荣耀，我要向你献上赞美的祭。
Yeah. have a song we sing. I didn't call for it because I don't know if it's in your Chinese repertoire or not.
有一首歌我们在这里唱的，但是我并没有刚刚没有要唱，因为我不晓得你们中文里面有没有这首歌。
But in English, the song is "For I Was Born to Be."
有一首歌就是说我生来要成为什么。
I was born to be the dwelling place of God.
我生来要成为神的居所。
For scriptures, we're going to first look at the book of Acts.
今天的经文我们首先要来看《使徒行传》。
Go ahead and read the first four verses. Chapter 2.
我们来看《使徒行传》第二章，我们从第一节看到第四节。《使徒行传》第二章第一节，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
We're going to concentrate our thoughts mostly on the verse 4.
我们今天大部分要集中来讲第四节。
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就都被圣灵充满。
And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
They were all filled with something.
他们都被某样东西充满了。
Now that's a very strong word.
这是一个很强的字。
And you can't fill something that's not already empty, can you?
一样东西如果不是早就已经空了，你就没有办法充满它。
If it's full, you can't fill it.
如果它本身是满的，你就没有办法充满它。
And so it tells me that there was an emptiness there. There was a lack.
所以这里告诉我们说，他们有一种空洞，有一种缺少。
As much as they had moved with Christ,
尽管他们曾经与基督同行。
As much as they had been cleansed with Christ, which as Jesus said, you are clean through the words which I've spoken to you.
尽管他们已经被基督洁净了，耶稣曾经讲，你们因我所说的话就已经洁净了。
Nevertheless, there were some things lacking.
然而他们还少了一样东西。
One of them, Jesus said, was to wait until they were endued with power.
其中之一就是耶稣跟他们讲的，他们要等候，直到他们得着了能力。
And this happened at that time also.
这也发生在这个时候。
But they were not only endued with power, they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是他们不只是得着能力，他们被圣灵充满。
That tells me something else.
这告诉我另外一件事情。
They were not only powerless, but they were empty.
他们本来不只是没有能力的，而且是空洞的。
There was an emptiness inside.
他们里面有一种空洞。
There's a vacuum inside.
里面有一个空的地方。
There was something lacking.
他们少了一样东西。
Whatever they had been able to do in the ministry,
不管以前他们在服事当中曾经能够做什么。
Whatever riches of teaching that they'd received from Jesus,
不管他们从耶稣那里领受了多么丰富的教导。
However close to him they had been, exterior or in the material world,
不管他们在外在在物质的世界曾经跟耶稣有多么的亲近。
They walked with him,
他们与耶稣同行。
They talked with him,
与耶稣一同交谈。
They sat and ate with him,
跟耶稣同坐同吃。
They slept with him,
他们跟耶稣一起睡觉。
As they sleep out in the, under the stars or under the clouds, they were with him.
当耶稣在星空下在云彩下睡觉的时候他们也与耶稣在一起
But they were still empty.
但是他们还是空虚的
There was something that was lacking.
他们少了一样东西
There was something that, that they didn't know what or how.
有样东西他们不晓得是什么也不晓得该如何是好
And, But when the Holy Spirit came,
当圣灵来的时候
He did not only give them gifts.
他不只给他们恩赐
He did not only give them power.
不只给他们能力。
He did not only give them blessings.
不只给他们祝福。
He did something else.
他还做了另外一件事情。
He filled them.
他充满了他们。
Now that doesn't mean he took them in his arms and blessed them.
这意思不是说耶稣抱着他们祝福他们。
You can hold your baby in your arms, but you can't fill it unless you give it something to eat.
你可以手臂里面抱着你的婴儿，但是你没有办法充满他，除非你把东西给他吃。
He did not just bless them.
耶稣不只是祝福他们。
He did something more.
他做了比这个还要多的事情。
He came inside of them.
他进到了他们的里面。
There was an emptiness that he could fill.
他们里面有一种空洞的地方，使得耶稣能够充满的。
If you remember the story that Jesus told,
如果你们记得耶稣讲过的故事
，one of his parables of the woman that was filled with evil spirits，
在他讲那个比喻里面，讲到有一个妇人被鬼附了
，and they were cast out，
那些鬼被赶出去了。
And the place was cleaned.
那个地方已经干净了。
And it was all made nice inside.
里面都已经整理好了。
It was all adorned and was all made. The cleansing had gone all through the house.
都已经装饰好了，家里面已经整个打扫干净了。
And it was empty.
空了。
And the evil spirits went here and there wandering, and they came back to look at the house, and it was still empty.
邪灵就来来回回到处走，等到他们回到那个房子里面，那房子还是空着的。
And when they found it was empty, they went back in.
当他们发现房子是空的时候，他们又回去住在那里。
They said, "Well, if nobody else wants it, we'll have it."
他说，既然没有别人想要这个房子的话，那么我们就想要它。
You see, there had been the cleansing.
已经有过洁净了。
There had been a deliverance.
已经得到释放了。
But there was an emptiness that had not been filled.
但是里面有一种空洞还没有被充满。
You know, a lot of people have been cleansed.
你知道很多人都被洁净了。
A lot of people have gotten rid of their devils or their habits or their vices.
很多人他们曾经被鬼附，鬼已经出去了，他们的不好的习惯都已经除掉了。
But it has left an emptiness.
但是里面留下一个空洞的地方。
Now, the Holy Spirit for certain will not come in until it is clean.
圣灵当然一定要到里面干净了才会进来。
That's the first job he'll do is start cleaning house.
圣灵会做的第一样工作就是打扫房子。
But when the house was clean and their house was clean.
但是当房子已经干净了，他们的房子是干净的。
Jesus said it was.
耶稣说是这样子的。
But it was still empty.
但是还是空着的。
They were still vulnerable.
他们还是很容易受伤。
Those things could come back.
那些东西可能再回来。
In the old days of holiness movement.
在早期的圣洁运动当中。
And the holiness movement just was before.The Pentecostal movement.
圣洁运动是在五旬节运动之前的一个运动。
There was a word that was much used. It was the word sanctification.
有一个字在那时候常常被人用，这字就是成圣。
Or they call it the second work of grace.
他们也称这个为恩典的第二次工作。
And some people called it the filling of the Spirit.
有的人把这个称为圣灵充满。
Whatever it was called,
不管我们怎么样称这个，
it was the work of God.
这都是神的工作。
And they used to proclaim very, very clearly.
他们以前曾经很清楚的这样宣告。
That if a converted Christian,
如果一个已经回转了的基督徒
did not become sanctified,
没有经过成圣的话
he would not maintain his Christianity.
他没有办法保持住他的基督教。
Some place along the line, he would lose it.
他在某一个地方就会失去了这个信仰。
He'd get offended.
他会生气了。
He'd get hurt.
他会受伤。
He would become one that was out of sorts and not of touch with things.
他会跟事情失去了接触。
Little by little, he just disappeared from the congregation.
渐渐的，他就从会众当中消失了。
In fact, Jesus once again said.
事实上，耶稣又有一次说道。
When he spoke of the sower.
当他讲到撒种的人。
And he spoke of the seed that was sown in a rocky place.
讲到那些落在石头地方的种子。
And he said immediately it sprang up.
他说那个 苗马上就发芽了
And he said this,
他是这样说的
with joy,
是欢欢喜喜的
it sprang up with joy,
他是欢欢喜喜的发芽出来了
And then after a while,
然后过了一阵子
because it was all rocky,
因为都是石头
couldn't grow,
根没有办法成长
and the hot sun came up, winter, summertime came up,
炎热的太阳出来了
and they became offended,
他们被冒犯
and upset or angry or envious or jealous or whatever
生气或是嫉妒了不管是什么
they would wither
就会枯萎掉
and die
死了
I remember speaking to a man in Argentina
我记得在阿根廷曾经跟一个人谈过话
who had backslidden he was out in the country
他冷淡脱后了他在乡间
he once was a Christian and very veryDevout Christian.
他曾经是基督徒，是非常敬虔的基督徒。
And then something happened in his church. He was upset with.
然后他的教会发生了一些事情，他生气了，就离开了。
Several years went by.
过了几年。
His wife was converted.
他的太太信主了。
She had a hard time.
日子很不好过。
And then he came to one of our services.
然后这位弟兄就到我们的聚会当中来。
And God met him.
神遇见了他。
And oh, what a breaking he had.
他在神面前大大破碎。
He wept and wept and wept.
他一直又哭泣又哭泣。
What a fool I've been.
他说我过去多么傻。
And lamented that he wasted so many years.
他也很懊悔，他浪费了这么多年的时间。
Came back to God and stayed.
他就回到神的面前来，而且留在那里。
But I was talking to him one day.
但是有一天我在跟他谈话。
I said, "Tell me what happened."
我跟他说，当初到底发生了什么事。
He said, "Well, I was converted in a certain." Evangelistic service.
他说我是在某一个布道大会当中信主的。
I asked him, "Well, what happened?"
我问他说那时候发生了什么。
He said, "I was so full of joy."
他说我那个时候充满了快乐。
It just seemed like everything was so wonderful. Life was so wonderful.
好像一切都这么美好，生活是这么美好。
And I was converted, and I was so full of joy.
我得救了，我回转了，我充满了喜乐。
And I said, "Did the Holy Spirit ever convict you of sin?" And take you to the cross, and you wash the feet of Jesus with your tears.
我说，圣灵是否曾经让你知罪，把你带到十字架前，而且你在耶稣的脚前用眼泪来洗他的脚
？Like you did the other night.
就像你前几天晚上所做的一样。
He said no.
他说
I never did.
没有，我以前从来没有这样做过。
I never did.
我以前从来没有这样做。
That's exactly what Jesus said, isn't it?
这就是耶稣所说的。
They received the word with joy.
他们欢欢喜喜地领受了神的话。
But the Holy Spirit came first of all to convince of sin, and to give us something more than that. He came to fill us.
但是圣灵来是要叫我们知罪，而且不止如此，他要来充满我们。
Not just to make us clean and put our name in the book.
不只是要把我们弄干净了，把我们的名字写在册上就好了。
That's the beginning.
这只是开始。
That's not the end.
这不是结束。
Jesus said, "Tarry until the Holy Spirit comes to you." And when He came, the first thing He did was put the fire on them and do a little more cleansing. And the second thing He did was fill them with the Holy Ghost.
耶稣说，你们要等候，直到圣灵降在你们的身上。而圣灵来做的一件事情，就是用火燃烧他们，让他们更洁净了，然后又充满他们。他充满了他们。
There was an emptiness that had never been filled.
他们里面有一种空洞的地方，从来没有被充满过。
As much as they had been cleansed.
尽管他们已经被洁净了很多了。
As much as some of them even worked miracles.
尽管他们当中有些人甚至行神迹。
As much as some of them ministered to Jesus.
尽管他们有一些人也是成为耶稣之下的服侍者。
And they washed his feet and they.Anointed his head with oil.
他们也曾经去服侍耶稣，洗耶稣的脚，用膏膏他。
But they still were not filled.
但是他们还是没有充满。
Did you hear that?
这个你听到了吗
？I don't want to upset anybody's theology.
我不想要扰乱你们任何人的神学。
But I have to believe the book because that's all there is.
但是我必须相信圣经，圣经上就是这样说的。
When he came, he filled those same disciples.
当他来的时候，他充满了前面一样讲到的门徒。
Now some people say, "Well, we're filled with the Spirit when we're saved."
有的人说，我们得救的时候就已经被圣灵充满了。
Well, all the disciples weren't.
门徒没有这样子。
Obviously, they were not.
很显然的，他们没有被圣灵充满。
And neither were the rest of the 120 beside the 12 apostles.
除了十二使徒之外，在一百二十人当中，其他的人很显然也没有被圣灵充满。
That was something else that had to happen to them.
那是后来必须发生在他们身上的事情。
In John 15, the testimony of Jesus was, "Now you are clean."
约翰福音十五章，耶稣的见证是说，你们现在已经洁净了。
But he did not say, "Now you are filled."
但他没有说现在你们已经被充满了。
No, he didn't say that, did he?
他没有这样说，对不对
？That came later.
那是后来才来到的事情。
And the empowering came later also.
得着能力也是后来才来到的事。
You see, God wants to come inside of us.
神想要进到我们的里面。
We are to be the dwelling place of God.
我们要成为神的居所。
He says that they might be in me and I in them.
他说好让他们能够在我的里面，我也在他们的里面。
Let's see if we can find another scripture. For instance, in Ephesians 5:18.
我们来看另外一处经文，在以弗所书第五章十八节。
Don't be drunk with wine.
不要醉酒。
But be filled with the Spirit.
而要被圣灵充满。
Now Paul is talking to the disciples, and he's talking to the Christians in Ephesians.
保罗他这个时候是在对以弗所的基督徒讲话。
Be filled with the Spirit.
那要被圣灵充满。
And a few verses further down, verse 22.
在下面的几节，第二十二节里面。
He said, "You're being built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit."
他说：“你们已经在灵里面已经被共同建造，成为神的居所。”
Or slip over to 1 Corinthians 6:19.
或是看到在哥林多前书六章十九节。
Don't you know?
你们岂不知道
？Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you.
你们的身子就是圣灵的殿，圣灵在你们的里面。
Whom you have from God, and you are not your own.
你们已经不是属于你们的。
For you are bought with a price.
因为你们是被重价买来的。
Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's.
所以要用你们的身体来荣耀神，这身子是神的。
That's sanctification.
这就是成圣。
That's what sanctification means.
这就是成圣的意义。
The Spirit of God is in you.
神的灵在你的里面。
You are no longer your own.
你已经不再是你自己的人了。
You belong to God. You're bought with a price.
你已经被重价买来了。
Therefore, glorify God.
因此要荣耀神。
Therefore, act like it.
因此你就要行动，举止都像你。
And in 1 John 4:13, I read.
在约翰一书四章十三节，我读到。
We know that we abide in Him.
我们知道我们住在他的里面。
We live in Him.
我们活在他的里面。
And He in us.
他也活在我们的里面。
Because He's given us of His Spirit.
因为他已经把圣灵赐给了我们。
That's one reason we'll know.
这就是我们能够知道的原因。
You see, Paul for the church and John for the church made it very clear that there's something else had to happen.
保罗跟约翰都很清楚地告诉教会必须有别的事情发生。光是被洁净还不够。
It wasn't enough to have your name written in the book of life.
你的名字被写在生命册上也不够。
In fact, over in the book of Revelation, it speaks of the fact that it could be erased.
事实上在启示录里面讲到说这名字即使写上去还是可能被涂抹。
But he says you must be filled with the Spirit.
但是他讲到你必须被圣灵充满。
There's something that has to happen to every Christian if he's going to become a temple of the Holy Ghost.
如果一位基督徒要成为圣灵的殿的话，必须还有别的事情得发生。
If God's going to be in him and he in God.
如果他要在神的里面，神要在他的里面。
Jesus prayed that they might be in us and we in him.
耶稣有这样祈求说，好让我们能够在他们的里面，他们也在我们的里面。
That's the provision and the desire of God for us.
这就是神已经供应我们的，也是神的渴望。
He spoke to a Corinthian church who had been filled with the Holy Ghost.
他对哥林多教会讲，哥林多教会已经被圣灵充满了。
Don't you realize your body is the temple of God?He's in there.
你们岂不知道吗？你们的身子就是圣灵的殿，圣灵在那里面。
But there was a time when he wasn't in there.
但是也曾经有过很多时候他不在那里面。
They were filled with all the demons of their idolatry.
他们充满了拜偶像的各种邪灵。
But that had been gone.
但是那个已经过去了。
They've been cleansed. They've been filled.
他们已经被洁净，已经被充满了。
Now he says, remember.
然后他说你要记得。
You cannot go out and live like the rest of people.
你不能够出去过日子过得像其他的人一样。
God has come into your very human body.
神已经进到了你这人的身体里面了。
He said, when the Holy Spirit came, they were all filled.
他说当圣灵来的时候他们都充满。
That empty place was occupied now.
那个空洞的地方现在已经被占据了。
No demons are going to come in there.
邪灵不能够进到那个里面。
It wasn't a hollowed out place that had been cleansed and filled with joy and then the joy evaporated.
不是说那个地方空了然后充满了喜乐喜乐过不久就蒸发掉了。
Joy is an emotion.
喜乐是一种情感。
Joy is a good feeling.
喜乐是一种好的感觉。
Joy can be happiness.
喜乐意思就是快乐。
But joy isn't life.
但是喜乐不是生命。
Joy isn't the Holy Spirit.
喜乐不是圣灵。
Joy isn't God.
喜乐不是神。
And he said, he didn't say be filled with joy, he said be filled with the Spirit.
他没有说要被喜乐充满，他说的是要被圣灵充满。
If all we've had is joy, then there's still something more.
如果我们所有的只是喜乐，那么还有更多的东西。
Because I said before, when the sun gets hot, that will evaporate.
因为就像我刚才讲，当太阳变热的时候，那个东西会蒸发掉。
When the Spirit comes, he's going to put down roots.
当圣灵来的时候他要生根的
He's going to make a solid tree.
他会成为一棵很坚固的树
I just had the tree people come and cut down a big tree in my yard.
我不久才有那些专门砍树的人在我的院子里面砍掉了一棵大树
It was a big poplar.
那个树非常的巨大
Very big.
很大
And very close to the house.
跟我们的房子很靠近
But we're talking to the tree people.
我们在跟那些砍树的人谈
And they said that tree to be so alive and so big and so green.
他说那棵树要能够这么大，那么有生命，那么绿油油的。
We'll have to pull up at least 500 gallons of water every day.
他说他每天必须至少要吸取500加仑的水。
Those roots have to work, don't they?
那些根必须工作。
They've got to find that much water every day to keep it looking like that.
他们必须每天都找到这么多的水，才能够使树保持那样子。
The Holy Spirit is going to put our roots down.
圣灵必须使我们扎根。
So they can find the living water.
好让他能够找到活水。
So we're a planted tree.
好让我们是被栽种的树。
But not planted on a rock.
但不是被栽种在石头上的。
He wants to fill us with His presence.
他想要用他的同在充满我们。
He wants to fill us with His very being.
他想要用他自己来充满我们。
He is a person, but He's in spirit form.
他是有位格的，但是他是带着灵的形式。
And if we have not been filled, then we must be.
若我们不曾被充满的话，那么我们就必须被充满。
Or as sure as you're sitting there, there will come a time and something will happen and you will be offended and you will leave also.
不然的话，就像你现在坐在这里，然后以后一定会有事情发生，你也会离开教会。
Oh, you may say, "Oh, I won't." Oh, yes, you will.
你或许是说，哦，我不会的，你会的。
Jesus doesn't lie.
耶稣没有说谎。
That's what will happen.
这是会发生的事情。
Unless there's been a filling.
除非你被充满了。
That's why all the days from John Wesley on, they preached and emphasized, "If you're not sanctified, you won't stay in the congregation of the Lord."
这就是为什么从约翰卫斯理的时代开始，人们就一直传讲，而且这样的强调，就是说，除非你已经成圣了，不然你就没有办法留在神的会众当中。
And for over 150 years, actually until about 1940,
有150多年以来，事实上一直到1940年。
That was a very common teaching in the churches of the Holy Spirit and the churches of God.
那是在神的教会，在圣灵的教会当中非常被强调的教导。
Now it's been left.
现在已经被人忽略了。
But he said, "Be filled with the Spirit."
但是他说要被圣灵充满。